Today, I'm going to briefly talk about how to estimate cost effectiveness of public health programs using cancer national registry data sets, which are publicly available. So before I start talking about the project, let me tell about a little bit simulation modeling for cost effectiveness analyses. Mathematical models are commonly used to assess the relative effectiveness and cost effectiveness of various cancer screening and treatment strategies. They have been used in the recent literature. A model, which is a structured representation that links potential actions, which are intermediary outcomes, with their consequences later in the future. It consists of a structure, a formalization of the process of interest, and the content is the data that you have to fit into the structure. And it has been used when the direct effect of an intervention on the outcome of interest is not known, but information about intermediary components are available. So patient navigation uses intermediary endpoints as the focus of the study. Cost effectiveness, we need life years gained, quality adjusted life years as the outcome. So a little bit about cost effectiveness analyses. It's a tool to compare the relative effectiveness of various program strategies. It's the cost divided by the effects of the intervention minus the comparator. It could be the existing program or no program. And I have to say here that cost effectiveness, the answer, it requires value judgment. It's a relative answer. So a little bit background on patient navigation. It's an intervention approach to overcome access barriers that prevent low-income ethnic minority women from receiving appropriate and timely cancer diagnosis and treatment. The patient navigator, which is a person, is a proactive patient advocate who helps in assisting patients overcome barriers to access care. So the intervention aims, it has two aims. Increase the proportion of patients with diagnostic evaluation among the navigator intervention side as compared to usual control sites. And the second aim, which is the most common one because it occurs more often, it's to reduce the interval of time, if you can see here, it's this T time, between an abnormal breast cancer screening and definitive diagnosis in patients who are navigated as compared. So in those patients who have breast cancer, we're going to be able to detect the cancer at an earlier stage and treat it. So the purpose of this study is to evaluate the extent to which patient navigation for breast cancer has potential of being cost effective. And also in sensitivity analyses, we see the robustness of the model and we explore the factors that determine the effectiveness and cost effectiveness of patient navigation. Now, the main purpose of this presentation, I want to illustrate the use of cancer registry data and secondary data sources to estimate cost effectiveness of a public health program. This is when I mentioned earlier a mathematical model to see cost effectiveness. This is the structure of the model. This is how breast cancer progresses in women, of course, who have breast cancer. So DCIS is the first stage. It's ductal carcinoma in situ. Then breast cancer goes to local, regional, distant, and then the death. So each month, there's a probability that some women would progress to a next stage, and of course, monthly probabilities are smaller, and some women would remain into the same stage until by the end of several months where everybody goes to death. Now, the second part is to feed that model with the data sources that we have used. We have used some from published literature for breast cancer transition probabilities, which I'm going to show them. And because it's cost effectiveness analyses, we need the cost also projected into the future. And we have used their lifetime total and breast cancer attributable cost. And here the main part is secondary data from the NCI's National Cancer Institute, Surveillance Epidemiology and End Results Program, SEER program. And we have used that, I'm going to tell a little bit about SEER, for breast cancer incidence and breast cancer survival. And of course, we have some primary data data from the Chicago Cancer Navigation Project, which is the example project of patient navigation we're evaluating, and those are what we have used from it. So, little background, Chicago Cancer Navigation Project is one of the 9 patient navigation research programs which is sponsored by the NCI. It navigates men and women for cancers of the breast, cervix, colon, and prostate. For this example, we have used only women and for breast cancer, and it's an experimental design, patient navigation sites and usual care control sites. Now, this is the target, the sample population of the study, which is the Chicago Cancer Navigation Project. There were 97 women navigated for breast cancer screening abnormality. 7 breast cancers were detected. The mean age was 41. 65% were Hispanic. This is because one of the navigators was Latina, and we have discovered that, like, if you have a Latina navigator, she's going to attract more Latina women. And 28% were African American. The effectiveness of of the Chicago Cancer Navigation Project is not well established. It's an ongoing project. Therefore, in the base case analyses and based on patient navigation effectiveness literature, we hypothesize that women enrolled in the program receive, on average, diagnostic resolution 6 months. That's T. We estimate that, like, it's 6 months as compared to usual care. This is when I started talking about the data. I said we got this age-adjusted transition probabilities from the published literature. So if you see, those are the probabilities that women would progress from DCIS and local, and we adjust it by age. So those are age-adjusted, and you're going to see all the data afterwards. It's age-adjusted because it has to be comparable. Now, about the SEER program, it's a system of 13 population-based cancer registries that collect data on all cancers that occur in residents of the participating areas. Its main goal is to assemble and report estimates of cancer incidence and mortality in the U.S. population. Its first case ascertainment became in 1973, so there's plenty of data there, and it is available. And selection criteria, this is to parallel for the patient navigation program participants, so all registries are included. It's primary invasive breast cancer. Women with on stage were dropped out of analyses. Female, 40 years old, older, and it has to be ethnic minority, African-American or Latina. All these tables are from SEER. It has computed, and if you see, this is the initial distribution of the population at every stage and per every age. And those are, and we have used to be comparable again, SEER 2000-2004, like this is the incidence. And then for the life expectancy and to see the death between every stage, which I'm going to show again, we have used 15 years life expectancy. So this is age and stage adjusted life expectancy from SEER from 1990 till 2004. And of course, like if we detect, and that's one of the effectiveness of patient navigation, if we detect cancer at an earlier stage, women would live longer. And compared to distant, if you see all age groups, it's only 2 years for a cancer which is detected at a distant stage. And now this is like what we feed into the program, into the SEER. At T0, it's the initial distribution. Now, every time cancer progressed to another stage, for example, after 9 months, the distribution would be different. More women would be at a distant stage. Now, of course, as I mentioned, we need the cost part. Some of the cost, it's we have to collect it as a primary data. And we discovered that navigating a woman in Chicago Cancer Navigation Project cost on average $1,258 per program participant. And to project it into future, we needed the cost components of a woman who survives the breast cancer. And we got this from the literature. And if you notice, this is a paper they have published for every stage and the price of treating the women and the total lifetime cost of breast cancer. And they have also used SEER and Medicare. And if you look remote, it looks cheaper. This is not cheaper because, like, this woman only, as I showed earlier, they live 2 years. So discovering breast cancer at an earlier stage, it's cheaper as compared to remote because this woman lives almost the entire 15 years, as compared to this woman, they're gonna only live most probably 2 years. So now this is the result of the cost effectiveness analysis. When we plug in all those data into the program and to measure the cost effectiveness, what we found out that at the base case for an effectiveness measure of, I still have time? Okay, I'm fine. For an effectiveness measure of 6 months, patient navigation cost $95,625 per life year. I mentioned earlier, it needs value judgment. As in cost effectiveness analysis and other intervention, anything between $50,000 and $100,000 per life year saved, we consider it cost effective. So it looks cost effective as compared to other programs. And those are the variables in the sensitivity analysis that we have used, which some of them make patient navigation more cost-effective or not. So if the effectiveness measure is 3 months, then it doesn't become cost-effective. And if we increase the effectiveness measure by say, it saves 9 months in the progression of the, we prevent like progression by 9 months, it becomes way very cost-effective. And here we have changed number of program participants, and this is the predictive positive value of a mammogram, and we can see by age and to see in which instances patient navigation is more cost effective. And if you look at this variable, which I mentioned, it's one of the effectiveness measures of patient navigation. Actually, if the program could increase in the number of women who receive cancer diagnosis, that's treatment, as compared to usual care, then patient navigation is very cost effective. This is less than $50,000, which becomes very cost effective. So this is my final slide. So a patient navigation program for breast cancer that structurally resembles the Chicago Cancer Navigation Project is potentially cost effective. And this came out from the sensitivity analysis. It's one of the major findings as well, that there are some factors that are within the control of the program planners and that affect the effectiveness and cost effectiveness of patient navigation. And this is what public health policy people and program administrators are interested in. What makes it even more cost effective? So it's the characteristics of the target population and the program eligibility criteria. So patient navigation has room to become more cost effective. So now there are some limitations to this study. One of them, of course, it's use of secondary data. If we had primary data for 15 years after the program, that would be amazing. And because navigated patients might have better outcomes in addition to increase in life expectancy that we didn't account for example, better satisfaction with healthcare they receive. And some cost-effectiveness analyses, they prefer seeing result instead of life years in qualies. And in breast cancer, there's not much data for quality-adjusted life years after treatment of breast cancer. There is on breast cancer, but not too much on after treatment. And this was part of a study which was funded by the PNRP-NCI. Thank you. Yes, I wish I had more time to show because it had the BI-RADS. This is a mammogram of how to put patients on the BI-RADS score, like it's the severity of the mammogram. And whether even mammogram test is the best test to, for eligibility. So it had to be BI-RADS 0-3, 0-4, 5-6. So you can make sometimes like even more severe mammograms. That's one of the things. And the second eligibility criteria was age. It was more cost effective, it was in that table, when it's only for women between 50 and older. So that might create some policy question whether like it's equitable to discriminate women between 40 and 50, not because it's cost effective and then include women, but those are policy questions that like somebody have to think about.